KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration's targeting a crucial revenue source for Harvard University in its latest standoff with the Ivy League school. It's barring Harvard from future enrollment of international students, and the government's telling currently enrolled foreign students at Harvard to transfer out or they will lose their legal status. Harvard says the administration's actions are unlawful. Flags are flying at half-staff at Israeli missions in memory of two embassy aides who were gunned down last night outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The Israeli ambassador said the young couple was soon to be engaged. The sole suspect chanted Free Palestine while he was being detained. Jackson Sinnenberg of member station WAMU reports on reaction from the area's Jewish community.
Leaders of the Jewish community in Washington say they are horrified. They also say they are hurting and trying to figure out how to move forward. Some, like the Anti-Defamation League's Meredith Weisel, say they are not surprised by the violence.
In many ways, we know that this tragedy was probably inevitable. The data has been staring us in the face. Anti-Semitism is at a record level, and it feels like this is just being festered on both sides of the political spectrum.
Mayor Muriel Bowser and Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith have promised to offer Jewish institutions whatever aid they can to feel safe and secure. For NPR News, I'm Jackson Sinnenberg in Washington.
President Trump's pressing Senate Republicans to finish what the House started, approve his budget. NPR's Claudia Grisales does a deeper dive into the multi-trillion dollar tax and spending package laid out in a more than 1,000-page piece of legislation.
Senate Republicans are already sharing plenty of skepticism about the House-approved plan key to President Trump's domestic agenda. The package would extend tax cuts passed under Trump's first term, reshape immigration policy, and could eliminate Medicaid coverage for millions. Fiscal hawks blanch at adding $3 trillion in deficit spending, while moderate Republicans say cuts to Medicaid are a red line. Senate Majority Leader John Thune will have to juggle those demands, plus Trump, who has been eager to unleash ire on any Republicans who buck the effort. The GOP hopes to get a final bill to Trump's desk this summer, a plan that includes a provision to lift the debt limit ahead of a critical deadline. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
The upcoming Atlantic hurricane season, which officially starts June 1st, is projected to be even busier than before. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting a 60% chance of above normal activity. As many as 19 named storms, several of which could become major hurricanes. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 167 points. This is NPR News. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum is instructing federal land managers to post signage at all sites asking visitors to flag any information that they feel tells a negative story about the site and its history. NPR's Chloe Veltman has more.
Secretary Burgum's order aims to implement President Trump's executive order titled Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History, which called for removing content from sites that, quote, inappropriately disparage Americans past or living. Teresa Pieno is the president and CEO of the National Parks Conservation Association.
Thinking about thousands of signs being placed, the manpower, the cost, so that people can report on what they don't like about how that site is interpreted. It's frightening.
The Interior Department did not respond to NPR's questions about how it plans to implement the signage. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
The University of Maryland's graduating class is getting ready for its commencement. Yep, that's right. You heard right. Commencement, because Muppet superstar Kermit the Frog is taking the stage.
I know today is one of the most important days of your lives, and I am so honored to get to share it with you.
The late Jim Henson, who created Kermit, was a UMD graduate. Kermit was on X giving the graduating Terps a sample of his keynote speech tonight. The Dow's closed down slightly, ending the day at 41,859. The S&P was down 2 at 5842. The NASDAQ was up 53 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man were hard up for cash. They stayed up all night selling cocaine and hash to an undercover cop who had a sister named Jan. For reasons unexplained, she loved the Monkey Man. Before she went to Vietnam and found out the hard way, nobody gives a damn. They knew that they'd find freedom just across the Jersey line, so they hopped into a stolen car, took Highway 99. Monkey Man, even back in childhood, he wanted to see him in the can. Jan got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. She made secret calls to the Monkey Man from a mansion on the hill. It was out on Thunder Road, Tweeter at the wheel. They crashed into paradise, they could hear them tires squeal. The undercover cop pulled up and said, every one of you's a liar. If you don't surrender now, gonna go down to the wire.
And the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
An ambulance rolled up, a straight trooper close behind. Tweeter took his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was left tied up to a tree near the souvenir stand by the old abandoned factory. Next day the undercover cop was a hot in pursuit. He was taking the whole thing personal, he didn't care about the loot. Janet told him many times it was you to me who taught. In Jersey anything's legal as long as you don't get caught.
The walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Someplace by Railway Prison, they ran out of gas. The undercover cop had cornered them, said, "Oh, you didn't think that this could last." Jan jumped up out of bed, said, "It's someplace I gotta go." She took a gun out of the drawer and said, "It's best that you don't know." The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The Monkey Man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. Jan said to the Monkey Man, "I'm not fooled by Tweeter's curl. I knew him long before he ever became a Jersey girl."
Standing, never saw them when they fell.
TV set was blown up, every bit of it is gone. Ever since the nightly news show that the Monkey Man was on, I guess I'll go to Florida to get myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here, everything been done. Sometimes I think of Tweeter, sometimes I think of Jan. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man.
Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell, and the walls came.
just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo, then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. A perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
I can't hear you calling. I can't hear you. till the ships are falling. This old car keeps stalling. Always seems to be the way. Pick up the pieces and dig out the dead. Then you can go to bed. Night is the stealer and time is the test. No sign of yesterday.
You know it's the way you're alive like me. another day goes by. All I do is cry. All I get from you is
shusha.
Another world and save my soul. The rain falls down and I feel cold. The cold that sleeps within my heart. It tears the earth and sun apart. That's the way that I can win. I've eaten off your evil. You never see.
Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
The best music for Sandpoint is on 830 AM, KSDP.
Pretender, love, the great pretender.
so many times. Sweet violins and corny lines of Hollywood remain. Being left on the shelf is not such a bump. Preferable to being smashed on the floor. Life's only to break. And where to choose a partner now, I'm a lot more wise. And don't confuse love with the color of their eyes. My usual mistake. Love, the great pretender. Love, the great pretender. The great pretender. Love is just the great pretender.
In the time of my confession, in the hour of my deepest need, when the pool of tears beneath my feet flood every newborn seed, there's a dying voice within me reaching out somewhere, toiling in the danger. Morals of despair. Don't have the inclination to look back on any mistake. Like Cain, I now behold this chain of events that I must break. In the fury of the moment, I can see the master's hand. In every leaf that trembles, in every grain of sand, or the flowers of indulgence and the weeds of yesteryear, like criminals they have choked the breath of conscience in good cheer. The sun be down upon the steps of time to light the way, to ease the pain of idleness and the memory of decay. I gaze into the doorway of temptation's angry flame, and every time I pass that way, I always hear my name. Then onward in my journey, I come to understand that every hair is numbered like every grain of sand. Oh. have gone from rags to riches and the sorrow of the night and the violence of a summer's dream and the chill of a wintry light and the bitter dance of loneliness fading into space in the broken mirror of innocence on each forgotten face. I hear the aging footsteps like the motion of the sea. Sometimes I turn, there's someone there. Other times it's only me. I am hanging in the balance of the reality of man. Like every sparrow falling, like every grain of sand. Thank you.
Brother Esau holds a curse. I would say that the blame was mine, but I suspected something worse. Moo, my brother looks like me, unless I understand it. The silent war that bloodied both our hands. Sometimes at night, I think I understand. We lead at night, more fields understand. Brother to brother, and it's man to man, and it's face to face, and it's hand to hand. The shadow dance, the silent war within. Shadow dance that never ends, never ends, never ends. Shadow box in the apocalypse, yet again, yet again. Shadow box in the apocalypse. Wandering the land.
Upon a stormy sea. So where will